Question 15. Social identities come to the fore when they are salient to the situation. In an intergroup conflict, membership of the various groups can become regarded as so important that it colors all of the interactions between the people concerned. But that doesn't have to be the case. There are numerous cases of people belonging to opposing sides in armed conflicts being able to cooperate and interact together as a result of a special situation. From accounts of soldiers in World War I giving Christmas presents to one another, to guerrillas being prepared to help people in serious distress, even if they have come from the other side. The capacity for cooperation and helping doesn't entirely disappear in anyone, and it can be brought out by rendering the hostile us-and-them boundaries far less important.